The Inn of Lost Time, starting on page 33 at line 407. "Did no one find an explanation for these disappearances?" I ask. "Perhaps if we knew the reason why, we might find some way to reverse the process." The old woman began to nod eagerly. "The priestess. Tell them about the shrine priestess." "Well," said the man, "I'm not sure if it would work in your case."
"What?
What would work?" demanded Tokubi. His eyes were feverish. "There was a case of one returning guest who consulted the priest at our local shrine," said the man. "She went into a trance and revealed that there was an evil spirit dwelling in the bamboo grove here. The spirit would put unwary travelers into a long, unnatural sleep. They would wake up 20, 30, or even 50 years later."
"Yes,
but you said something worked in his case," said Tokubi. The man seemed reluctant to go on. "I don't like to see you cheated, so I'm not sure I should be telling you this."
Tell me,
demanded Tokubi. The hostess' reluctance only made him more impatient. "The priestess promised to make a spell that would undo the work of the evil spirit," said the man. "But she demanded a large sum of money, for she said that she had to burn some very rare and costly incense before she could begin the spell." At the mention of money, Tokubi set back. The hectic flush died down on his face and his eyes narrowed. "How much money?" he asked. The host shook his head. "In my opinion, the priestess is a fraud and makes outrageous claims about her powers. We try to have as little to do with her as possible."
"Yes,
but did her spell work?" asked Tokubi.
"If it worked, she's no fraud."
"At least the stranger disappeared again," cackled the old woman. "Maybe he went back to his own time. Maybe he walked into a river." Tokubi's eyes narrowed further. "How much money did the priestess demand?" he asked again.
"I think it was one gold piece for every year lost," said the host.
He hurriedly added, "Mind you, I still wouldn't trust the priestess." "Then it would cost me 50 gold pieces to get back to my own time," muttered Tokubi. He looked up.
I don't carry that much money with me."
"No, you don't," agreed the host. Something alerted me about the way he said that. It was as if the host knew already that Tokubi did not carry much money on him. Meanwhile, Tokubi sighed. He had come to a decision. "I do have the means to obtain more money, however. I can send a message to my chief clerk and he will remit the money when he sees the seal."
"Your chief clerk may be dead by now," I reminded him.
"You're right," moaned Tokubi. "My business will be under a new management and nobody will even remember my name."
"And your wife will have remarried," said the old woman with one of her chuckles.
I found it hard to believe that the gentle young girl who had served us wine could turn into this dreadful harridan.
"Sending the message may be a waste of time," agreed the host.
"What waste of time?" cried Tokubi. "Why shouldn't I waste time? I've wasted 50 years already. Anyway, I've made up my mind. I'm sending that message."
"I still think you shouldn't trust the priestess," said the host.
That only made Tokubi all the more determined to send for the money. However, he was not quite resigned to the amount.
50 gold pieces is a large sum. Surely the priestess can buy incense for less than that amount.
"Why don't you try giving her 30?